Time for John Billups to join me. We talk Notre Dame and we talk the city. John is also general manager out at Bluff Harbor Marina. I'm going to imagine a few boats got out of the water this weekend, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, it's been a slow spring, though. I mean, all our slips are basically sold, but last year I had boats in the water everywhere. This year there's maybe 20 out of the 140
now, if
boats.
You had a sailboat, it would have been an interesting, with it 40 to 45 mile an hour winds on Saturday.
It would have been a little difficult, that's for sure.
A little difficult, but again, what kind of boats, by the way, what's are pontoon boats?
Pontoons and John boats are neck and neck as far as the two most popular boat styles right now.
And the speed boats, they don't. Do you give any speed boats?
We don't have any new ones, but we do have some used ones. So
yeah, I know. It's you typically need now. There's no ramps. Are there ski lift?
No, there's no ski jumps like
no
there
ski
used to
jumps.
Be.
Okay,
it used to be. I remember those as a kid. Used to watch the ski nautique, I think, club or something.
Yeah.
However they pronounce that, but.
Anyway.
I used to watch them. They were
all
great.
Right. All right, big story. Notre Dame, you're down to 4 weeks to go. Less than four for the Pot of Blue and Gold.
That's right. Less than 4 weeks left on our Pot of Blue and Gold raffle. That's the raffle where you buy a ticket for $100. You can win up to $100,000. There's 75 cash prizes in all. So your odds are 1 in 53 at the worst of winning some money back. Those proceeds from that auction go to benefit our teacher's salaries, their benefits, retirement, some curriculum needs and technology. So it's a very important fundraiser for Notre Dame. Anybody can purchase a ticket. Anybody can win. And that is the one true thing. Someone's going to win. Our tent sale starts out in front of the building May 9th. So
okay.
Clock's ticking, though, because we're going to stop selling them the 21st.
You know, I guess the question is, you know, and we were talking about it. Well, you and I were both on the Steamboat Days mm-hmm. board for a number of years. But we said, you know what, as it gets closer and closer, the rush comes faster, doesn't it?
It does come. A panic sets in because no one wants to be left on the pine.
Yeah.
And their buddy wins 100.
Okay. So. I guess the question. Is how many people, and if people can split those tickets up, lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of them will split it 10 ways. All they do is they list one name on the front of the ticket. We list the names on the back. And we take care of when we send out the proceeds, we take care of the taxes for you. We submit that and pull them. And so it's pretty fail-safe, you know, and we've had luckily, we've had some really close winners here lately.
So. You know, I think if you can actually, we used to broadcast that live,
mm-hmm.
and I can remember, I think we had, I don't recall anybody actually being, anyone actually, in the times we
right.
did, where they were actually in the audience, at the place.
Right.
However, I do remember somebody who was, because they obviously called on the phone, and was there in 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know, for 100 grand, you do kind of get there in a hurry. I think the last time I was there in the audience and saw the winner was there was Mr. Anderson from Anderson's Service Center.
Yeah.
So we do it now. We do it on Facebook Live. That way people can watch from the comfort of their homes. And Father James and Father Marty do the Father James and Father Marty show, which is quite entertaining. And they pull the winners. And so you know it's on the up and up.
Now, are you still doing entertainment? Do you still have the kids doing? You don't
we're,
do any of
we're
that.
Just,
no.
just Father James and Father Marty riffing on each other.
Well,
it's fun.
Would seem, you know, it was one nice thing, but it was all the thing while they were counting the things they had entertainment in there. But anyway, and Notre Dame, let's see,
soccer's going great on both sides. We have track and field going on. Golf and tennis, you know, our students are really active right now.
It is.
Plus all the different clubs and they just wrapped up state speech wrapped up a little while ago. So, they have music programs going on. It's really, our students are very well rounded in activities.
Yeah, you hosted a tournament at the Burlington Golf Club and I thought, mm-hmm. you know, it was cold out there.
Yeah.
It's been, what? Wait, we had from AC at 85 degrees to 35. It just doesn't.
Some of the coldest days in March I've ever spent was at a Mediapolis track meet for Notre Dame. I'm telling you, those kids are tough because they're running in the running clothes.
Yeah.
And, man, I was freezing. So.
Makes them run faster,
yeah,
doesn't it?
I guess. I don't know.
All right. I had somebody, I did have somebody over the weekend say, you know what? It said, what's going on? Burlington just is really different now. I hadn't been in town in 10 years and came back, was here for the weekend, and wow, it's like the downtown is just, it's completely, it's, and there's building everywhere.
Yeah, we're really, it's really been a heady time here for the downtown. The renaissance that's happened, I mean, it was already doing well, but now we're really in a renaissance period where I feel, I call it renaissance because of all the construction we have on reuse of buildings that sat empty forever. You know, we're looking at a project that's going to reuse the typewriter shop building. The old Lamont buildings and the Skerricks buildings are being reused. Tama, unfortunately, burnt down, but it's being rebuilt. You can see there's progress. And so along with that comes, and then the Five Flags building down at the end of the block and the 700 block has got a big project going in there. So there's a lot of great things. We have a new Asian grocery store downtown.
And you're having a regular American grocery store.
Yeah, another grocery store is coming. Another brew pub's coming. So it's really been fun.
Well, we talk about how you light a spark and then things start kind of, you know, one thing that leads to the other. And I think of the late Bob Brick, who was so instrumental in really doing or getting housing, some of those second story housing going in downtown. And he was instrumental in getting the Capitol Theater renovated.
He's going to really be missed because he was a huge catalyst for a lot of those projects.
But now this is completely different downtown than when I came to town.
What we've been apologizing to the citizens for a while now because we do have a real aggressive work plan going on for the next 5 years. You know, we've got Harrison we're redoing and Main, Jefferson, and Front, which is part of the Tiger Grant, and also the flood wall work, you know, and I know it's a mess. We know it's a mess. We're doing our best to communicate about how to get around and negotiate those areas that are under construction. But in the end, you know, a few years from now, boy, it's really going to look cool.
That flood wall is going to make a big difference in one of these. And this may be a year. I see we're going to maybe get above flood stage a little bit, but you know, when it starts raining, it won't stop.
Nick noted it the other night at a council meeting that by right now, without the flood wall, we'd be putting up HESCO barriers.
You know,
and with the flood wall, there's not the panic. We'll still utilize some, but there's not the panic that's been there before. And in the end, it will save us money because we're not doing all the setup, all the cleanup, all that labor. So I'm really, really excited about what's going on. The riverfront, I know it's a mess for boaters. I'm a boater. I feel it for you. But we will have the docks back in, the Schrader docks that were generously donated by John Fye and his fundraising. Those are going to be incorporated with our docks. Those will be back hopefully by June. We'll have those mooring poles in. And we'll have an additional 200 footage of docks on the south end once we finally open the south ramp. So it should be nice.
We're talking about Steamboat Days. Mm-hmm. And the very first, in 1983, Charlie Daniels Band was the first major act. I mean,
Dead was the president.
And you had a temporary stage that was on, it was facing the river. And then I think it was 2 years later that it was, you did a temporary stage the next year. Mm-hmm. But that was when you built the permanent stage with the towers and everything else. And now the question was, they said, should we tear it down? And they voted not to do it.
We voted not to at this point. I think it's probably still going to happen. That concrete's falling pretty bad, and it's starting to damage some of those memorial tiles in the front. I brought that up because, hey, look, the only group that ever used that stage was Steamboat Days, and they're now no longer in business. And plus, technology's changed. You can do a portable stage for a fraction of the money, and they're safer. They're rated for up to 120 mile an hour winds. It's pre-rigged, pre-lit. What a lot of people don't think is it was 20 or 37 grand the last time they put the roof and lights and speakers up for Steamboat Days, and that didn't count all the volunteer labor. So now, you know, they'll rent a stage from Peoria or Thunder and Lights here in town, and they can be set up in 2 hours.
Mike O'Neill's got a stage down there with the Burlington Riverfront Entertainment.
Right, so. And he gets a competitive bid on those. He has, you know, when he goes, his board makes him submit bids for his stage just as well as we get bids from other stages. So, But yeah, you can be set up in 2 hours, and then it's a lot easier teardown too. So,
yeah.
You know, with the new parking lot configuration, this year they'll be playing behind on the south end of the auditorium, which
yeah.
Mike's kind of looking forward to that because there's no building to bounce off. So I think the sound's going to be better.
So it's really, you're going to be doing it on the south side of
yeah.
the? Oh, so in back of the auditorium.
In the back of the auditorium this year. So.
Well, you know, that is, that's, yes, somebody, we had, a long time ago, we talked about, you know what, if we had a stage on the back of the Port mm-hmm. of Burlington and another stage on the back of the auditorium, you would be able, of course, obviously the carnival or whatever, but the fact is you'd be able to have two different acts going at the same time or at least very close to the same time.
You really can. And, you know, that like he said that the other night at council, he said, you know, not having to bounce that music off either the port or the auditorium
right.
helps. And so the city went ahead in trying to be proactive. We put power back there for him to be able to operate, he and David and the BRE board to be able to operate back there this year. So
anyway, Notre Dame, Pot of Blue and Gold, get your tickets. You're going to be doing, when's the final rush will be
the
when?
The outside and the tent sale will be right out in front of the school. You just drive up May 10th through the 21st. You can still buy your tickets today. You just call the school, listen to the prompts. We can take them over the phone, and we'll mail you out your stub. So,
all right.
Don't get caught short.
Yeah.
Buy your ticket.
$100,000, that's worth a...
Second place is $10,000. That's
yeah,
not too shabby
either. Not too
either.
Shabby either.